An immortal somebody was wanted in Dulborough to dimple for a day the stagnant face of the waters. He was rather wanted by Dulborough generally, and much wanted by the principal hotel keeper. The county history was looked up for a locally immortal somebody, but the registered Dulborough worthies were all nobodies. In this state of things, it is hardly necessary to record that Dulborough did what every man does when he wants to write a book or deliver a lecture and is provided with all the materials except a subject. It fell back upon Shakespeare. No sooner was it resolved to celebrate Shakespeare's birthday in Dulborough than the popularity of the immortal bard became surprising. You might have supposed the first edition of his works to have been published last week, and enthusiastic Dulborough to have got hold of them. I doubt, by the way, whether it had done half that, but this is a private opinion. A young gentleman with a sonnet, the retention of which for 2 years had enfeebled his mind and undermined his knees, got the sonnet into the Dulborough Warden, and it gained flesh. Portraits of Shakespeare broke out in the bookshop windows, and our principal artist painted a large original portrait in oils for the decoration of the dining room. It was not in the least like any of the other portraits, and was exceedingly admired, the head being much swollen. At the institution, the debating society discussed the new question: was there sufficient ground for supposing that the immortal Shakespeare ever stole deer? This was indignantly decided by an overwhelming majority in the negative. Indeed, there was but one vote on the poaching side, and that was the vote of the orator who had undertaken to advocate it, and who became quite an obnoxious character, particularly to the Dulborough roughs, who were about as well informed on the matter as most other people. Distinguished speakers were invited down, and very nearly came, but not quite. Subscriptions were opened and committees sat, and it would have been a far from popular measure in height of the excitement to have told Dulborough that it wasn't Stratford-upon-Avon. Yet, after all these preparations, when the great festivity took place and the portrait, elevated aloft, surveyed the company as if it were in the danger of springing a mine of intellect and blowing itself up, it did undoubtedly happen, according to the inscrutable mystery of things, that nobody could be induced, not to say to touch upon Shakespeare, but to come within a mile of him, until the crack speaker of Dulborough rose to propose the immortal memory.